in regards to just the slightly more domestic matters. And Surrey, and you know, great to see Surrey in the top division again. Obviously now that we have county championship, yep, top divisional cricket, yep, they need to put some wins together to make sure that that's be their next season.
Yeah, they're in a bit of a perilous position at the moment because it was great to see them beat Notts probably about a month ago now, but yeah, they've found it very difficult since. I was at a professional cricketers association past player day and had a very brief interview, and I was asked what I thought, and to me they need to get more runs, I think, in all formats. Sangakkara had a great start with 100 at the start of the season, but hasn't made masses of runs, and I think it was always going to be important for them that he did get lots of runs, and probably the other players around him haven't scored. Well, they haven't scored enough runs. I've watched, because I've done a bit of radio commentary on T20s, and I've watched a few of those where, again, no one has played a major innings in those games. And I think that's basically what, in order to get them stay up, get enough points to stay up, more people have got to play major innings.
Have they got that within them, do you think?
I think the likes of, I mean, Harinath has done it in the past. Ansari is a quality player. I think that maybe it's not necessarily his game, but probably someone like Jason Roy is going to stand up and get more, play more major innings in championship cricket. Because sometimes one of a brilliant 100 in a sort of 100 balls is great to watch, and it's good for the team, but possibly only in a short term.
Yeah,
a longer innings that actually sets up a huge total is something that is something that they need. Jason Roy, I think he's a fantastically talented cricketer, as you see with his 100 for England. But for him and Surrey to sort of move that step forward, I still think he needs to learn how to play more major innings.